30. In rural news, Grain Producers Australia are asking farmers to share their spray records to help it build a case in support of paraquat. As part of its paraquat review, the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority is proposing to ban the application of the chemical via optical or camera spot spraying. Pete Arkell, Interim Chief Executive of Grain Producers Australia, says data from farmers will be important in shaping their submission to the inquiry.
One area that grain producers on the ground have really expressed concern about relate to possible restrictions to optical spot technology or camera sprayers, which under the APVMA's proposals will be lost from the paraquat and dicot labels. So, GPA is really just reaching out to growers, asking for those spray records from those optical spot technology systems like the John Deere See and Spray. And we'd really like growers to sort of forward those through to GPA so we can really build some of that into our submission to the APVMA.
Okay, so those spray records could demonstrate that a much smaller amount of chemical has been used overall in that spot spraying system rather than in a blanket spray?
Camera sprayers have been really revolutionary for many grain farmers across Australia, particularly in those fallow spraying situations. And what we see on the ground and what our GPA members are telling us is that growers are really seeing only about sort of 5 to 10% of their paddock area treated when they're actually using these camera sprayers, which really means the amount of chemical entering the farm environment is much lower than what the labels allow, which is obviously a good thing for farmers because they're saving money. It's a good thing for the environment because there's less chemical entering the environment. So we're really, wanting these sort of direct records from these camera spraying systems as really that, primary evidence to make the case to the APVMA that this optical spot technology is absolutely critical and is key to a sustainable farming future.
And the APVMA's proposed changes to paraquat, it's not proposing to ban the products, but it would put a whole lot of restrictions on their use. Do you know why particularly spot spraying of those chemicals would be banned, though?
Yeah, I think it comes as a consequence of the environmental risk assessments. And the labels for these products that are registered for spot spraying, they assume two things. They assume 30% of a fallow field is sprayed, and the rates for these spot sprayers are actually up to three times higher than a normal spray. So if you're working from those assumptions that 30% of your paddock's treated at three times the rate, then all of a sudden it looks like a lot of chemical is going into that environment. But when you look at reality, where 5% of the paddock's treated and rates are sort of about halfway up what labels allow for these spot sprays, the reality is the chemical entering the environment is actually far less than a broadcast boom spray. So, it's got a much better environmental risk profile, and that's really the message we're trying to get across here.
And I imagine that this specific spot spraying element will just be one part of GPA's overall submission?
Yeah, it certainly will. Look, it's a really, really important technology. Look, spot spraying is definitely a focus. The broadcast applications for paraquat products, particularly in fallows, are also critical here. We're really concerned the rates that the APVMA are proposing simply won't be effective on many farms across Australia. And paraquat's obviously critical as the alternate chemical to glyphosate. And they rely on each other ultimately to underpin no-till production. So there's a lot at stake here, and we're working really hard to just ensure the APVMA are using practical assumptions around their risk assessments so we can hopefully get back to a sensible place that allows these key tools to remain useful on Australian grain farms, but equally, it continues to improve the sustainability of production.
Pete Arkell, Chief Executive of Grain Producers Australia, speaking with Angus Verley. There's more information on the GPA website. There's more information on the ABC website as well. If you search paraquat and ABC and Parkinson's disease, you'll probably be able to find the ABC story that was done recently that's led to some of these questions about paraquat. and its safety for and human health implications. That there are links. I don't think there's anything proven yet, but you can get more information at either Grain Producers Australia's website or on the ABC, and look up that article that was published recently.